This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back, listeners.
Stop trying to speak loud. Just whisper. Bring everybody in.
I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
And this is where we're at today.
This is where we're at today. If you can't tell, Janet is feeling great. Feeling amazing. Some of her best selves. You know, this is probably good for you because I always find that when I'm in a liminal space, I think we just got a new Instagram follower.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, shout out Brian.
I did follow about 10 accounts before I jumped on today.
Nice. Hey, and you know what? He actually has over 1,000 followers, and he still
committing to
returning
us.
The favor. So that's nice.
Wow, that is nice.
Yeah. Boy, is it worthwhile? I don't really like Kat Stickler. What is wrong with me?
Oh, I like her.
No, I believe you.
You can unfollow her.
No, it's not like it matters to me that we're following her on the Instagram page.
Okay.
But I've seen her more just on the social media that I've been consuming. And
oh, interesting.
I don't know what it is that I'm not really vibing with, but it's something, and I'm nervous that it's bad.
Like it says something bad about you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I'd also be nervous about that.
Thank you for that. It's good to be attuned, you know? It's good to know that I'm not just making problems up in my head. So I guess you'll do most of the talking today?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Naturally.
Okay.
I don't even know what to say. This is so dumb because I haven't really even had a cough. I've just like kind of been feeling just a general shittiness.
Yeah.
And then today I had no voice, even though I haven't even been coughing much.
I'm so curious to hear how this sounds because, again, it's so loud. It's so loud on my end. Like, I don't know if me speaking directly into the microphone is as loud as your whisper is in my ears right now.
I think, again, you need to turn down the sound on your laptop.
Okay,
that's a you problem.
I'm at halfway now, and it's more manageable, less shrill.
There you go. Okay, wow. I don't know if shrill is the word I would use right now, but you know.
It's piercing.
Okay. That seems like, again, a you problem.
So, Janet...
We honestly probably should have been, like, video recording this.
Oh, that would actually have been a great idea.
Whatever.
Is it time? Should we? Is it... How do you do... Can we just start? More actions.
So.
Record and transcribe.
Recording. Transcribe.
Unavailable for this call due to organizational policy. Don't know what that means because it's not like I'm using work property to record this podcast.
Of course not. Of course not.
Never. I guess the Shame on Me organization needs to take down some firewalls.
Yeah.
Lessons learned.
That's, I guess, on us.
Sorry, listeners. Okay, that actually is a good segue into the fact that we basically lost our only loyal listener.
Apparently,
over the last
I did something
weeks.
Wrong.
Do you remember that one time you were like, oh, I'm going to cut my hair off after the wedding, and I just don't want to look like an old woman.
Yes.
And you were, and you defined old as a mom of three.
I do see where this is going now.
I don't know if you know this, but my sister Caitlin, spelled C-A-I-T-L-I-N, please remember.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I didn't
correct
you. I did
a Y instead of the I.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Has three children.
And
the same length of hair that you got. No, it was probably a little longer.
But I don't have three children, I think is the difference.
You have me, you have Drudd, and you have Rue.
True. True.
Yeah.
That is true.
You're a working mom.
Maybe it all works. Yeah, maybe it all works.
Did you watch Working Moms?
No, I don't even know if I've heard of it.
Okay, well, that conversation is
moving
going right on.
Yeah, let's move on from that.
So yeah, Caitlin's no longer listening because she was pretty pissed about it.
No, you're fucking lying. That's not true.
I was lying. She is still a loyal listener.
Thank you, Caitlin. I meant nothing bad about it. It's really a me problem.
Yeah, that's usually how offending people works.
Yeah.
Sorry, it wasn't personal to you.
It was not.
Personal to me. Oopsies. Oops. Do you think Drudd listened last week?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, no.
I'm a little bummed because I wanted to, because they were taking the LSAT. Is that what the test is called?
Yeah.
I really wanted to do a practice exam on the podcast while they were guesting.
That would have been fun, but they'd already taken it at that point, I think.
Well, yeah, but they probably have leftover practice exams.
True. Well, maybe we just have to have them back on.
No, it's not like I was studying with them for the LSATs. I just wanted to see where I measured up.
What would you do? Yeah, what would you do?
I have no idea what the questions would even be like. I wonder if they're, I don't know. What does ChatGPT say of practice LSAT questions?
Rue was sitting beside me and now she's not, and my feelings are a little bit hurt.
Well, it's probably just because she doesn't think that you're a good mom right now. That's all.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Even though I did take her on lots of walks this weekend.
Oh, that's probably why you're sick, hey?
Probably.
Okay, logical reasoning. Which of the following, if true, would most seriously weaken the researchers? A recent study found that people who drink at least one cup of coffee a day tend to perform better on memory tests than those who do not. Based on this, a researcher concludes that drinking coffee improves memory. Which of the following, if true, would most seriously weaken the researcher's conclusion? A. Many people who drink coffee also exercise regularly, and exercise is known to improve memory. B. Coffee drinkers in the study reported higher levels of stress than non-coffee drinkers. C. Some people who do not drink coffee perform well on memory tests. D. The study did not examine the effects of tea, which also contains caffeine. And E. Memory performance was measured using both short-term and long-term recall tasks.
I'm going to say C.
Well, I would personally try to think a little bit about it, because I'm... concludes that drinking coffee improves memory.
I'm kind of already bored.
Coffee drinkers in the study reported higher levels of stress than non-coffee drinkers. Memory performance was measured using both short-term and long-term tasks. The study did not examine most weaken. Drinking coffee improves memory.
Can you imagine if I fell asleep during the podcast?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what I feel like right now.
Would most seriously weaken the researcher's conclusion. The conclusion that drinking coffee improves memory. Some people who do not drink coffee.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even though my memory is really bad and I don't drink coffee. So I'm not a good example.
I don't know. What's the answer to the first question? I want to know. Reading. I'm doing it with one hand. You're welcome, everybody.
I can see that.
Answers. oops, that's not going to get me into law school. What's the answers?
What's the answers?
What's the answers? Wow, it's thinking for a really long time.
It doesn't know the answers.
Yeah. The one that most weakens the conclusion is A, many coffee drinkers also exercise regularly and exercise is known to improve memory. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It does not make sense. That's a lie.
No, because...
That makes no sense.
What are you talking about?
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's saying that if you're doing two things that can help you improve memory, then who's to say that coffee is what is actually the impetus for the improved memory?
But that's also assuming that lots of people who drink coffee also exercise, which is not necessarily true.
The answer is literally many coffee drinkers also exercise regularly.
How do we know that? Well, who's telling us that?
Well, it's the situation.
I disagree.
They're not. This is not a scientific test. This is a logic test.
But then I could make up anything.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, you can make up anything, but then as long as your answer is sound with what you've made up, then yeah, you can make up anything.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
What's going? Where do you feel this in your body?
I don't know.
Here's my hot take for the day.
Okay.
I don't think you're prepared two truths and a lie.
You may be correct.
Am I? So I'll just carry. This is why I thought it would be funny if you just typed all of your responses or most of your responses into the... I'm like, I had to read them because that would really highlight that I really got to carry the podcast today.
I don't think we need that to highlight how much you're going to carry the podcast. I have one, I think. But it's like,
would you like
so
to think
that
for like two more seconds while I do my truths or lies?
I thought I
happy
had
with
one
just
that
one.
I thought I had one that I wrote down from Friday, but I didn't write it down, so now I can't remember it.
Okay, cool, great.
I
that
can
was
also
awesome. Really good story.
I can also only see your like forehead and half your glasses
noticed that,
right
yeah.
now. Yeah,
I need to add more stuff to my wall.
It's cute.
I have a bunch of brass photo frames, but I need to figure out they're not for hanging. They're for standing up.
Yeah,
but like they're all unique.
Yeah,
but I need to figure out a way to actually hang them.
Right.
And I think I'll just have to like use some self-tapping screws into the back and then hang it with wire or something.
Yeah, probably.
But I just haven't done that yet.
Fair.
Yep. What were we talking about? Truths and lies?
Yep.
Okay, I've got some truths and lies.
Okay.
Because I care about the success of this podcast. Wow. I like the framing of my camera right now.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's
very symmetrical.
Maybe we should always do it virtual so that we... Well, no, because we can't record. Never mind. Okay, first truth or lie. I actually have not kicked the habit of peeing in the shower.
Throwback.
Listeners might remember that I did kick the habit of peeing in the shower, and now... have I?
Okay.
Oh, I found out this week that SpongeBob is only 16 years old, and I didn't know that before. I thought he was, like, much older, but now I wonder if knowing that he's, like, only 16 years old will make a lot more sense. And, like...
Okay.
But I don't know. Like, I never really watched SpongeBob. I just have seen clips and shit. So,
well, that's that's great.
I found that out this week.
Okay.
And I had a very unique experience this week. I made a coconut chicken curry.
Yeah.
Coconut chicken curry. Curry chicken.
I got you.
Curry chicken. coconut?
With coconut.
Yeah. And I choked on a chicken bone.
Fuck. How did it feel?
Well, we'll get into it later.
Okay. All right.
But I would assume similar.
Okay. What was the first one?
I don't know. You're supposed to be able to remember.
Yeah.
You would not do well on the LSATs, would you? I think I would run into like a time issue with the LSATs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Also, when things turn into like, what is the best answer? That's kind of a piss off.
I hate that. Yeah, that's such a piss off.
I actually have not kicked the habit of peeing into the shower.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I found out that SpongeBob is 16 years old.
I'm going to say it's a lie.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I think it's a lie.
Okay. And I choked on a chicken bone.
I'm also going to say it's a lie.
Okay. Well, cool. Prepare to be surprised. I actually have not kicked the habit of peeing in the shower. I've definitely peed in the shower recently. So I can't say the habit is completely kicked. It's definitely gone down. I think it's definitely gone down.
That's good, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think it's habitual.
Okay.
So I think I have kicked the habit of peeing in the shower.
I don't think that's right.
Whatever. I found out that SpongeBob is only 16 years old. That is also a lie. I found out that SpongeBob is 35 years old. And it just confirms all the things that I guess I had already assumed about SpongeBob in the first place.
Okay.
But I think it would be interesting to watch SpongeBob through the lens that he is like a teenager.
A teenager. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would give a lot more leeway for his behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like his teeth.
Wow, yeah. Hot take, really. Lots of people love his teeth, so.
Really?
No.
I bet he could whistle through them. Doesn't he whistle through his nose? Plays his nose like a flute?
Maybe.
Are you a SpongeBob girly?
No.
Oh. Didn't have enough dolphins and horses for you? It didn't have enough dolphins?
True, no dolphins.
And I choked on a chicken bone. I made a coconut curry in the slow cooker last week for like lunches. And boy, it worked out really, really well. But as I was like shredding, but like I found a lot of bones as I was eating it. And so I didn't choke on a bone, but I gained more of an understanding how that could happen.
Could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And like how you could eat, how you could just down some curry and not realize that a bone was in there. But you also kind of like lulled into a false sense of security, thinking that like, of course, a bone isn't going to be in my curry. And I think The standard that I hold myself to for my cooking and cooking for myself should be lower than the standard of a restaurant. But I also understand, like, all of that, all of those connective
there's a things lot.
Just whittle yeah. away in the slow cooker.
I think I was also lulled into a false sense of security because it was not a chicken curry.
What?
That was part of the story, was that it was like a seafood curry.
What? Is this true?
Yeah. Yes. It is true. It was like a spicy seafood Jamaican curry.
You're making me question myself.
You've already made that joke, man. That is like at least the second
you still
time.
Laughed. You laughed. You guys can't tell, but
you know,
or shit.
You're right.
Janet was laughing. Like, that was a big laugh. That elicited a huge laugh from you.
Oh man. Wow. That was yeah. So there's that.
Those felt anticlimactic, but I'm glad we got some ha-has and hee-hees out of it.
I was wondering how proud of them you were.
Oh. So I guess you weren't super thrilled.
Well, you know, you've had better.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Thanks for the critique. Thanks for the note.
Okay, I came up with two. I have two.
Nice.
Truths or lies. Okay, my first one. I don't know how long I can do my job for.
True.
And then the second one, Stefan has recently been convincing me of all the reasons he cannot listen to the podcast.
I don't think he would need to convince you of that. So I'm going to say that's false. One truth and one lie.
They were both true.
Both true? Okay, walk me through this. This is going to hurt my feelings.
Okay, so I'll get to the first one. The first one is obviously true.
Yeah, well, it's just not a good situation where you routinely lose your voice.
Well, and also, like, there's, you know,
fuck them
there
kids,
is, like,
right?
Yeah, and there's just this whole, like, some of them hate me because I'm a woman. And that's really all it is.
Have you tried being
different? You know, I can't be. It doesn't work.
Well, I understand it's not a choice, but you do get to follow your heart. Okay.
Yeah, I have one of those classes, you know, where there's just like a few of the kids who just hate me. Just 'cause.
What are their names? Like, let's dox them.
Let's go. I'm working on names still.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. And then the second one. No, Stefan was convincing me of all the reasons he couldn't listen. We were talking about getting ad revenue. And I was like, and he was like, yeah, you just need more listens. And I was like, yeah, so it would help if you listened.
Like, even if you just, I think the download counts, I think,
you're going to say exactly what I said to him.
Even if he plays the episode muted.
Yes.
Then I think, and he's telling you he can't even do that?
Correct.
What's his deal? Where is he? Get him down here.
He's working, but I'll get him to defend his position later.
Man, I think we shouldn't change your nickname to Wheeze, because I'm really enjoying this.
he did say it's just too many steps to listen. Like, he's got to download Spotify. He's got to do
the
whole thing.
What do you mean he has to download Spotify? Doesn't he have an iPhone?
No, he does not have an iPhone.
What a fucking loser. Tell him to get a grip. Grow up.
So, I was like, you don't need an account. You just need to open Spotify on your phone. You don't need to listen to the podcast. Just play it.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not. He was making a lot of excuses for why he couldn't.
If A, I had a partner, and B, my partner had a podcast where it was just them chatting. I would be, well, hopefully this imaginary future partner would like me more than I, I was going to say, hopefully.
Yeah, what are you trying to say here?
I was saying, hopefully this imaginary person likes me more than I like myself, but I really hope that I get to a place where I like myself as much, if not more, than this imaginary person also likes me.
Yeah.
I think that would be nice. I think that's the way I see my future going.
Your journey going.
Hopefully. Did I tell you that I haven't been feeling like much to any anxiety this week?
No. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that for you.
Yeah, because, you know, now that I'm in this phase of, just being alive doesn't make me anxious and make me feel like, what do I need to do to be worthy? It's nice.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Because it was always what do I need to do? What do I have to do to get me to this place?
Yeah.
When really all that I'm doing right now is I'm getting right. Nice. That was awesome. I'm getting right. And honestly, I've had a couple of good back days. Truth or lie.
That helps.
I should have updated my truth or lie. Truth or a lie, my back was really, really sore after going out last night.
Well, you just said you had a couple good back days. I'm going to say a lie. I'm going to say it was not sore and that made you happy.
It was a lie, yeah.
Nice.
I was just in time to get a text at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, fuck.
You know what? I fucking went on a tear.
Did you? Okay.
It wasn't most favorite conversation, but it lasted a long time.
Like over text?
Yeah.
I don't know why me typing on a piano was
texting.
Wheeze
over here is pretending to type on a keyboard. What would it be? Wheeze and honk? Honk and wheeze? Should we pivot? Is it time to... One thing that I was thinking about was if the podcast ever blows up, people are going to miss out on so much lore.
Yeah, because they're just going to start listening.
Yeah. And
they have to listen.
I don't know if we have enough. I don't know if we have enough, not panache. I don't know if someone just jumping in would be these people.
This is the one.
This seem like you, I feel like you have to grow with us.
I agree. I agree. I think our true fans will listen from the beginning. They'll go back.
You
and those
hope
will be
so.
The true ones.
That's where we're going to get our ad revenue.
Yeah, the real ones. We'll go back and listen.
Yeah, well, we got 35, 36. Are we on 36?
I think this is 36.
36 episodes. So we have over 36 hours of backlog.
Significantly over.
This is so funny. It's crazy. Nice. That was good. You can do it right
really
into
good.
The mic. Why not?
It just adds to the whole experience, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Barely, but I hear you.
Yep. Me talking is obviously not helping, but you know what? We're going with it.
Yeah, it seems like you're... At the beginning of the podcast, you were trying to give a little bit of tone to it. It sounds like you're whispering, which is good.
I'm not whispering. This is just all that's coming out.
Stop it. Just whisper.
I'm not trying. Well, this would be whispering.
Okay, I like that.
That almost takes more effort.
Really?
I'll be quieter. I'll go like this. This will be my... I will try less.
So you're speaking normally or you're whispering right now? Because it sounds the same.
This in between.
So, worst of both worlds. Huh. You like that, everybody? Yeah. If you don't like that, you don't like Shame on Me podcasting.
Yeah. If you can't accept me like this, then what the fuck are you even doing here?
If you can't handle me at my wheeze, you don't deserve me at my honk.
Stop making me laugh.
If it does blow up, should we do like another hard pivot? And should we like, is that when we turn into honk and wheeze?
No.
We stick with Janet and Jimmy forever?
I think the only pivot we would do in our names is actually start to use our real names.
Fair. So, do you like the nickname honk for me?
I do, actually.
Yeah. I think you fit. I like wheeze.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fitting right now. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear about your night.
Oh, you know.
Break it down for us.
Well, I went to a show. It was fun. Yeah. One of the people that I was meeting there, they got kicked out because they were offering to take pictures of somebody that they knew in there. And I don't know what the deal was, but then that person like complained or something and then they kicked them out. So.
That's weird.
Interesting. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
There's probably more context there, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. Okay. I wasn't there when it happened. But it was a really fun show. One of my favorite local DJs was opening. Shout out to John Powers. John Power. Okay. John Powers. John Power. I'm a little concerned for John Powers because a lot of the Instagram stories that he posts are like, yeah, AI, Snapchat.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At AI compositions of like him traveling the world and like having luxury experiences.
Okay.
And it's like, and like the captions that he, like the text on the picture, I don't know what he's trying to convey with these pictures, like, because I was a little confused about whether or not they were real the entire time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I don't know if he's just trying to create a brand, but, like, I don't know if this is something that he's doing for his his own personal enjoyment.
Right.
I'm concerned how that is enjoyment, and I don't know.
People
also get to live their lives the way that they live their lives, don't they?
That's the complicated thing, isn't it?
That's a little bit of a segue into the conversation with this ex. At one point,
I'm ready.
Like one of my big, wait, what did I tell you already?
You said that they wanted to come over last night. That's all I heard.
Yeah. One of my biggest sticking points that I kept coming back to is like, you made this decision. I get to live with your decision, and you also have to live with your decision.
Correct.
And I went back to that that Wheel of Time quote of you take your path and you pay for it.
Yeah.
And they were like, that's harsh. I'm like, that's just karma.
that's like, I taught that to grade sevens this week. So you know what? That's kind of just the truth of life.
Yeah. But no, I forget how it started. And I have not looked back through this conversation.
Okay.
So this is like an oral history of it. But
okay.
Probably unreliable.
Because you don't want to look back through it.
It's not on my priority list. I know who I am and who
that's
I was.
Fair.
And it, again, like, I don't need to go through and be like, I don't need to analyze it or examine it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I forget how it started, but I was awake. I got back around like 2:30. It was a little chilly last night. I was cold by the time I got home. But I was just chilling in bed, and then a notification comes from them. And maybe I should look to see how this started.
I really wanted it for the podcast.
What?
But I didn't want to. I wanted you to read the text for the podcast, but I didn't want to sabotage your healing journey for the podcast.
They brought up the podcast at one point. They've listened.
Oh my gosh.
Me honking about that. If they pop on for this one again, they're not going to be super stoked on it. But they were saying that we were belittling them and bullying them.
I don't think that's true, but you know what?
Yeah,
you know what? I shouldn't say that because that might not be our intention, but you know, it might be.
Yeah, I'm certainly not reverent.
No.
When it comes up.
Me neither.
But yeah. They're going to hate that I'm reading that. But again, if you don't like this, you don't like me.
It's true.
Their first text, it was like at 3:11, and it ended with like, I feel like I'm going to die if I don't get a hug from you.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. The whole first text is, well.
It's long, I'm assuming.
No, maybe I'll bleep this. And my response, I read that. And my response was, the fuck do you hate me for?
Literally.
What the fuck do you hate me for? Arguably, trashing them on the podcast. But even then, I think they're getting off pretty easily.
Yeah. I just, again, I think for me, I couldn't, like, if this was me in your position, I don't think I could take things that they say seriously when it's coming at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
That really colors how I hear all of this.
Yeah. They were like, after I said, the fuck do you hate me for? They were like, that's all the response you have? And I'm like, it's been months. I respect myself more than being contacted in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Good. Nice.
So yeah, I was hitting those points often. Good. Of like what like I don't know, not like I don't know what you want from me. I think like it was very clear that they were having a tough time. It's interesting to know that they've been struggling after the breakup instead of just being like flipping that switch.
Right.
Which is not how it seemed right after the breakup, right?
Right?
It seemed like they had flipped that switch.
Right.
And it was like, okay, well, fuck me, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, they thought that I've hated them this entire time.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's not. And like, there are lots of times where I do hate them. But it always comes down to like, holy fuck, I just...
You sad.
Yeah, I wish that this was not the situation, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really confusing. It would be a lie for me to say that I completely understand how they go through life and like,
right.
how they feel things and whatnot. But it was like a little confusing because there were times where they were saying like, you know, I don't even know how to paraphrase it. But like one of the points that I kept coming back to is like, I respect myself enough to not need to be contacted in the middle of the night or to not have my feelings that I have for this person taken advantage of, to be contacted in the middle of the night. And then also this was not my choice.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, this would not be where we're at.
Yeah.
And so a lot of things were coming up. They were saying a lot of things where it was just like, I can't really think of any examples, but like they kept coming at it as if I was saying, don't fucking contact me ever again.
Right.
They were coming from it from that lens of like, this guy
you
hates
were trying
me.
To set this,
he's
like,
he's
yeah.
a, yeah, he's abandoned me. He doesn't want anything to do with me. When in reality, it's like, oh, I don't really want anything to do with you because I feel so strongly about you. And I don't need to, go through some self-harm of having a relationship that is not in line with what I want
the
relationship
want.
To be, right?
Yeah.
But they kept coming back to this, well, I guess you just don't want to talk to me again, and I'll respect that. I'm like, what the that is such a gross misunderstanding of what
and
is going on here.
What's the word? It's like when you, it's like reductive, or it's very it's taking away,
this
reducing
so
it
sorry
to like
that you are doing this without a voice.
I'm trying my best.
No, I
but you know what I mean?
Surreal.
It's like reducing it to the most basic thing when there's so much more to it than that.
Well, I think they were also in a bad place, right?
Yeah.
And I called them out a couple times of what you're doing right now, what you just said was emotionally manipulative. You're trying to say I guess, oh man, one of the big themes was they just wanted to be held. They just didn't want to live in a world where we were not going to hold each other again. And I'm like, the option exists. I'm not going to debase myself to do that for a relationship that is
less than what you deserve or less than what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was with this, I guess you don't want to hear from me, or I guess you don't want to hold me again. I'm like, that's emotionally manipulative. You're trying to be all woe is me and make me feel sorry and go back on what I feel and the ways that I'm setting some boundaries for myself. And I thought that was bullshit.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's very fair. I think one of the hardest things in a situation like this is, again, going back to you made your choices. And it's when you're in a relationship with someone and you end that relationship, it's complicated because typically when you're, oh my God, shut up.
I tried to hide my smile.
Did not work. What I'm trying to say is that you are upset because you ended this relationship, and then normally when you're upset, that's the person you go to. But you lose that right because you ended the relationship.
And it's interesting, when we were in LA, we were talking about, it would be nice to have each other in each other's lives going forward.
Right.
Who knows how that could look or whatnot. I've definitely come to the conclusion that, yep, you can say things, and then you can realize that that's not that's not what you want.
Yeah.
But also, it's not like we've had a conversation about that, because it just kind of stopped. And they've got this, like, I don't know if it's a romantic or a naive idea of just, like, you know, working with each other to heal through this problem. I'm like, I don't.
Right.
That's not what I'm capable.
Well, and again, I also don't think that's, like, honest on their part.
No.
Because if that was true, they would not be messaging you exclusively in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
You know what I mean? I don't think that's honest. No, and I don't think it's, like, intentionally dishonest.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not true.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you wanted to have real conversations, you would try to set it up to have real conversations, not just send this, like, intense message at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and it's a weird situation because I was just thinking about this yesterday. Because I think it's been going in, like, 2-week intervals. I got the first one, like, a month ago. The second one was 2 weeks ago. And then Friday came around. And I was like, you know what? I'm a little bummed. I don't know if I was bummed. But I was like, I wished I got something on Friday. Right? I wish that they would have reached out. Because, again, like, those first two whatevers, I have no fucking idea what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. And I would like to know.
Right.
And as much as I'm not willing to go out of my way to figure that out or find that out, I'm still curious.
Yeah.
So.
It's very interesting.
It is really interesting. And honestly, I don't know. I don't really know where they're at.
Yeah.
And I caramba. Because it's also one of those things where, like, I honestly don't really understand it. And this whole thing of, like, you know, they're really struggling. It's been 5 months since things ended, and, you know, they're reaching out and they're scared, or, like, you know, this is the fact that we're, like, not speaking,
right,
is really weighing on them and affecting them,
right?
I'm like, you did this.
This is the thing. Okay, so what I'm like, maybe I'm too traditional. And this isn't even specifically
trad wife.
Okay, all right. Careful. But, like, this whole idea of, like,
tags this
people
week.
I can't
do the tags anymore.
Just stop. I don't think they're helpful.
They're the least fun part for me.
Yeah. Like, being in each other's lives after a breakup, helping each other heal. I kind of think it's BS. I think it's like, no, you don't get that. Like, if you naturally come back together, say, as friends in the future, cool. You both moved on. You're both doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you have partners.
Yeah.
And you're, like, over the relationship, essentially. Like, you know, healed, or however you want to frame it.
Yeah.
Cool. If it is, like, a natural thing that happens, sure. Otherwise, I think it's, like, yeah, this concept of, like, helping each other through it, or, like, being each other's lives.
Yeah.
I think it's BS.
Yeah.
I think that's bullshit. I don't think that's a thing. I don't really think it should be a thing. I think if it's a thing, it's the people are lying to themselves.
I have such good
the situation.
Friends. This has been my favorite. This is great. I think it develops organically, right? And you were saying that if you end up just, like, hooking up at a wedding after dating, like, 10 years ago, then, like, that's beautiful.
Totally. Yes.
You don't get the reference, or you do get the reference?
No, I don't get the reference. Oh, wait. I got the reference. I'm there. Okay. I got there. Okay. Never mind.
But yeah, well, it was,
I think I
said this on the podcast. Maybe I didn't say it on the podcast, but I asked ChatGPT like what healing after a breakup even means. And he was like, you're sorting out your identity. You're untangling your identity from this person,
totally.
From this relationship, and you're rebuilding it. That's not something that you get to do with
that person.
Yeah.
Even if it's like we're not in a relationship anymore and we're just friends. And I think if it naturally happens, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But I think you have to reach a place of neutrality first.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is the sign that you're like healed from that relationship, is you're totally neutral.
Yeah.
In terms of like your direct feelings toward that person.
Yeah.
Like, obviously you can have feelings toward like your time together and your memories. What?
It's just funny. It's just, I really think it's funny that we're having this very serious conversation and you're just whispering the whole time.
I appreciate that you're not whispering back.
What did you say?
That's like, I appreciate that you're not whispering back.
Would that make you, how does that feel?
I hate it. It's like a thing people do to me.
I
can't talk.
Hearing my voice like this. I barely enjoy hearing my voice as is on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't think you would like that.
One of the things that I hate the most about hearing my voice on the podcast is that I can always kind of tell when I'm like smiling or laughing a little bit. And I don't like how that sounds.
Oh, I think that's cute.
You think it's cute when I do it?
Well, it's cute to be able to hear it in your voice.
Oh, okay.
I think that's nice.
I don't know how I feel about you saying something I do is cute.
No, I just think it's nice when you can hear people are like laughing
or smiling
when they talk. I think that's really nice.
Okay. Well,
but, you know.
Hell yeah. I guess that's probably why you don't mind being around me. Whereas if I'm listening,
and that I listen to the podcast,
if
every
I had
week.
To be around me, I'd lose it. I think I am losing it.
Yeah. Maybe.
Just a weird, but it was nice to just like, it felt cathartic, I think.
Okay.
Because again, like, it's not like I'm telling this person to fuck off.
Right.
But I'm also not necessarily like having to hold anything back either.
Yeah.
I have one friend who's in a relationship where they are feeling like they have to hold back, and I'm like, just let it fucking rip. And so yeah, it was kind of nice because these past months, it's just like I've kind of been dealing with this fire hose of emotion and thought just on my own and not really directed, at anything, to actually like be able to say those things to that person. Was nice for me. And that's also why it lasted a long time. I went to bed at 7 o'clock.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm tired.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was stupid. And it's stupid because at some point in the conversation, they're like, wow, like, I guess like, again, I don't know the exact phrasing, but like they're just really down on the way that I see them. And like, if I think they were really, really surprised that I was not open to seeing them last night. And I'm also confused if that was even an option. I don't know. But I think they were surprised that I wasn't open to that. And again, they took that as, I want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And I forget where I was going to go with this, but
can I say something?
Please do.
What I want to say is that like, even if you did want to have nothing to do with them, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's not necessarily the truth in like the conversation you're trying to have. If they're trying to like say that as this negative thing, that's not actually a negative thing. Like, you're allowed, even if at the time of like ending the relationship, you both thought it would go in a different direction. permission, you're allowed to be like, yeah, never mind. Yeah. And I don't actually want anything to do with you.
Yeah. No.
Like, that's not actually a bad thing. That's not something to, like, accuse someone of.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I don't know.
And, like, yeah, it gets to hurt. And on one hand, there's a reason why it hurts. And it's kind of because you made the decision to do it. But it's like they had this thing that, like, I just don't, that I actually, given my, like, if I had the choice and if I could have things the way that I wanted them, they just, like, would not be in my life and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
right.
I've been talking to you for 3 hours in the middle of the fucking night.
Yeah.
And just because I haven't been like, oh, I blah, 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 blah. It's not even that I'm not like, oh, I miss you and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, I miss you. I feel these things. I want all of these things. And you do not.
Yeah.
And like, that is what it is.
Yeah. And like, for them to give them, not even the benefit of the doubt, but it's just like, it's not a unique experience what they're going through either. In terms of, like, I feel like so many people do this with, like, the, well, like, why can't we be in each other's lives at all?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know it's not what you want. Like, I feel like that's such a thing that we see around us all the time, which is just unhelpful.
It is unhelpful. And I think part of the thing that does play into that is, like, you can't necessarily be in each other's lives when the things that you want aren't the same. Me and Hannah's mom are in each other's lives because our relationship didn't end because one person was like, I really, really still want to make this work. And the other person was like, I do not want to make it work. It was as mutual as it could get at that point. And then we also like have a reason to
I got nothing.
She did it right into the microphone. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, I could hear that.
That was a big one. That was a big one. Oh, wait. Tail wagon. She's like, that's my fucking yard. Get the fuck out of it. Hannah.
I do hear.
Relax. Yeah, go puppy. Did you hear that?
Yeah, thanks.
Good bark. That was a big one. Did you get it? Oh, yeah. Go find a toy. I got energy.
She's so tough.
Yesterday, my smoke detector beeped just probably for like annual or whatever testing. And Hannah is not okay with smoke alarms. So she was shivering for a very long time.
Oh, poor baby. Poor baby Hannah.
You got any more hot takes? You got any questions? You got any? Yeah, I got interview me.
My question, like, how do you feel in general after the conversation about how it went for you personally? Like about how you responded about. Yeah.
I'm not uncomfortable with any of it.
Cool.
It's not like I was trying to convince them to come back. I think who knows what that kind of conversation would have been like months and months ago.
Right.
But I've definitely moved through things in a way where it's like, okay, I accept that these things exist for me. I accept. I understand that all of these feelings are existing and swirling within me. And that I, because the big question is always like, if they wanted to get back together, would you get back together with them?
Right.
And my answer is like, it would probably have been the same months ago. Cause like something needs to give, something's got to give or something needs to change. It can't just like go back
to us. Yeah.
But
maybe I didn't ask that because I kind of assumed that would be your answer.
Yeah, it's I would maybe, but depending, like, I don't think it's just something that is like, oh my gosh, I've been waiting for this the entire time. Even though it's like, it's the thing that I've still wanted the entire time, right? But I got that little Saturn energy being like, you gotta look out for you first.
Well, and I mean, it's like, maybe if you'd been in this position 5 years ago or just like 10 years ago or something, it's like, I'll take whatever I can get.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of people make that choice, right? Yeah. It's like, well, I want to be in this person's life, so I'll take less than what I want or less than what I deserve or all of these things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm pretty lucky with, you know, it's not necessarily how the relationship went with this person of like, oh, not settling for what I don't want or what I think I only deserve or whatever. But I still put in a good effort. I've usually had the mentality where it's like, just getting that thing, getting that hit is not what I'm looking for. I've always thought that, like, this might be crass, I don't know, my body count could be a lot higher. But it's not that high because I'm the one choosing. I'm like, that's not.
You're able to see like past the moment, past the, like, to know.
Which is really just like that karmic thing. It is
true.
It is seeing that path and being like, yeah, that's not, unfortunately, that's not the path that I'm going to take.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll die a fucking loser. Damn, I forgot. Oh, okay. Any more questions?
I don't think so.
Wow.
No.
Great interviewing.
I feel like anything I could ask you, like, I know you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we talked about a lot.
This just feels so intimate with the fact that, like, you're whispering. I can't say it out loud. I can't say what I'm thinking out loud. I finished a Sarah J. Maas book this week.
Okay.
I don't know if I talked to you about it at all. It's Crescent City.
Sydney is getting into Crescent City right now.
Oh my God. Me and Sydney are living the same lives at this point.
I was gonna tell you something. She texted me her birth time and she was like, why do you need it? And I was like, oh, James likes to do birth charts. And she's like, he's my kind of person. And so then she gave a very specific time.
Like, down to the second?
Like, tell him, down to the minute.
Okay. What's her birthday?
Okay, February 26th.
I think down to the minute is... Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because you would be like, oh, it was like 8 o'clock at night or something. What year is she born?
Originally. 1994. Because originally she was like, oh, like 4-ish in the morning.
Okay.
Why? And I was like this. And she was like, okay, tell him this.
Okay. What time?
4:17 a.m.
Did you know I recently found out my actual birth time and it was like 15 minutes off of what I thought it was?
Does it?
Did you say 4:07?
4:17 a.m.
No, I don't think it really affects it. In Calgary?
Okay. In Calgary, yes.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Little fish. Oh.
Little Pisces.
Moon in Virgo. So that's good for you guys.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's the, we know how to do the things the right way.
Yep. Sagittarius rising. You know, nothing crazy. Oh, you guys have the same North Node in Scorpio.
In Scorpio, okay.
So you both get
I can't remember.
You both get to learn how to be more biker chick.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I know.
What accounts for her need for value from productivity?
Honestly, need for productivity. Well, I guess it could depend on how she feels when she's not being productive. And if she's feeling restless or uncomfortable or things like that, that might trigger the Virgo moon a little bit, where it's like, ooh, I don't like this emotion. And if I don't like this emotion, it probably means that I'm doing something wrong.
Okay.
Like I'm not doing the right thing. In order to feel comfortable, I need to have been more productive. I needed to earn this rest. Whereas with like a lot of the Capricorn that I have, Capricorn, I would see a lot of like that, like, ooh, Capricorn is just very ambitious. And so if they're not working towards something, then that can make them feel restless or unfulfilled or things like that. But with a Virgo moon, feeling that restlessness is like, ooh, something's off.
Okay.
Yeah. But the Crescent City, different style, than ACOTAR and, Throne of Glass. Oh my God. I love Throne of Glass. Holy fucking shit.
I think Sydney said that because I think she is Crescent City, her first series.
Oh, I don't think so.
Not like the first, one she wrote, not the first in chronology, but the first she wrote.
Well, I think Crescent City was published in 2020.
Oh, okay. So never mind.
And that doesn't necessarily mean she didn't work on it.
Right.
A long time ago, but.
Right.
I believe like ACOTAR might have been. Is that true? I don't know. Not the most interesting part. But like the dialogue, even between characters, isn't really what I've grown to expect from Sarah J. Maas books. And it was like a little cheesy, but it was also in like a very different setting where Throne of Glass and ACOTAR are like that high fantasy stuff.
Right.
This, I don't know if you would call it low fantasy. Was like there's magic, there's different magical beasts.
Is it in our world?
It's not in our world, but it's in a modern world. Like they have phones, there are cars, but it's like in the year 15,000 on some different planet, and there are angels, and there are.
Okay, so it's still. It's probably sci-fi fantasy then. Like if there's tech stuff involved.
Not that tech. Like there's tech as like, I have a phone and I can take a picture of you with my phone.
Right. If the magic system is still integrated into the world, it's still probably high fantasy, but just not as high fantasy.
Okay.
But I see what you're saying. What you're saying.
So yeah, it kind of read like a high school play where it's like, hey, Danica, hey, Bryce, what's up? And I'm like, this seems weird. And so granted, that is always, it's going to be a sticking point for my review of the book and how I feel about the book. But I think all SJM books get filtered through the last like 100 and 150 page experience that I have with the book. And that shit was still 5 stars.
Right.
That shit was.
Okay.
I enjoyed that a lot. I was crying. It was powerful. It was moving.
This is Throne of Glass. This is Crescent City.
This is Crescent City, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Somebody at work has recently started reading the Throne of Glass series. And Throne of Glass, the first book, pretty stereotypical, like, fantasy book.
Yeah.
And so you kind of, like, nothing, like, super earth-shaking, groundbreaking within it. But I told this person, like, after, like, a couple books, it really starts to, like, the first two books enjoyable experiences enough. But after the first two books, that's where it really starts to fuck. Oh. And they were like, oh, I got to the end of the second book. And I was like, this is starting to fuck. So
I feel like people said the same thing about ACOTAR.
Yeah.
I feel like I heard that a lot about, especially the first book of ACOTAR. Yeah.
Yeah, especially because ACOTAR, it's crazy because the first book, you're reading through the first book and you're like, aw, I love that they're finding love. I love the Beauty and the Beast stuff. And then in the second book, it's like, it's like they took an entire book to set up the second book, so that had a lot more impact.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Stories are so crazy, Janet.
They're awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I love reading.
Have I talked to you about, like, the act structure of Star Wars?
A little bit.
Yeah. How, like, you got three trilogies, right?
Yeah.
And then each movie and each trilogy is, like, one act of the trilogy.
Right, of the trilogy. Right, right, right.
But then in each of those movies, you also have, like, that three-act structure.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the first movie is, like, only the first act
but of that trilogy. But also contains...
It still contains that...
Its own,
that whole story.
I mean, I think a lot of very satisfying trilogies operate within that structure. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of the ideal structure, right? Is that, like, they each are an act, but they have to be self-contained in their own way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Red Rising series? It's, like, high sci-fi, but so good.
Red Rising?
So good.
Red Rising. We call smizing.
Yeah, very sci-fi, very like a lot of it's a lot. Yeah, I guess maybe ACOTAR is the same. A lot of like military stuff going on.
Man,
big space battles and stuff like that.
You say ACOTAR does have space?
No,
or does
like,
have battles going on?
Like, well, military isn't there going war stuff? Yeah.
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 Yeah. In, I think it's the third book, very big war.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty intense. Oh, my God. There's such a good fucking moment in that book. I can't spoil it for you because even though you might not ever read it, I don't want to have it spoiled for you if you ever do.
Maybe I'll read ACOTAR and you'll read Red Rising.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then we'll talk about it.
And your book.
Oh, right. Yep.
What the fuck?
Yep. We're working on it.
Are you trying to get it to a place like you're trying to fix those chapters?
Yeah, before I send it. Because like if I'm going to change them anyways, there's no point sending it before I do that.
What are you stuck on with the revisions?
I'm, you know, like the world reveal moment to the character who's like not in the world.
No.
You know, like when you read like a low fantasy. So say there's a magic system that some people know about and some people don't.
Okay.
And it's got to be revealed to the person who doesn't know about it.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's hard to make that. Yeah. It's hard to make it interesting and not just a lot of like info dumping.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm stuck on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That does sound like a challenge.
So just working it through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite examples of that?
Oh, that's a good question. There's a book called A Darker Shade of Magic by V.E. Schwab. That's a good one.
What happens with that reveal?
I'm trying to remember.
Think, damn it.
There is like elements of it's not revealed so much as like forced upon the character.
Mm-hmm.
and they kind of are just figuring it out on their own. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't work. So I'm trying to like take elements of that, but it doesn't work perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does everybody like nail that in their books?
Probably no. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to pay closer attention.
It would be nice to at least feel good about it though, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. Don't fucking half-ass it.
I'm trying.
Virgo rising. Okay. Well, anything else going on for you?
No. I went to the campground yesterday.
Oh.
Took Rui for a little walk. She played in the water.
Cute.
It was fun. She's very happy.
Good. That is good. Anything you want to plug?
She's looking at me right now.
Got anything coming up?
I got nothing coming up.
Okay. Do you want to plug the Instagram?
Oh, yeah. Shameonme.pod.
That's shameonme.pod at instagram.com. Sorry, Instagram.ca. Wait, Instagram. Yeah, please follow along. Shout out to Brian. Maybe we'll clip that. Give a shout out. Really, yeah. Maybe we should make it like more interactive at the end. Be like, hey, thanks to all the new followers. I forget what we got, 3 this week.
I think so.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's a good return on your investment. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. You're so welcome.
Yeah.
I don't do much, so it's the one thing I can do.
You lose your voice.
Yeah, we got Brian. Oh, Drew. We got Alexia.
Alexia. Shout out to Alexia. Yeah. I think Alexia is a child, Tim. Aren't they?
Oh, are they? And then we got Tim.
Tim. Tim. Yeah. Thanks for coming along for the ride, Tim. Hope you have an experience with it. Let us know if you have any questions. Tim, if you've had any really awful relationship experiences, we'd love to have you on.
We want
to
hear about it.
Yeah.
We want to hear
a little chit chat. We won't judge you. Well, we'll judge you as harshly as we judge ourselves.
Yes. Which is,
oh my God.
Well, listen to find out how harsh that is.
I doubt Sydney will listen.
okay.
But in Crescent City, at one point, one person gets crucified. It's really like the goriest of the of the SJM series.
This is in the first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody gets crucified and like their body is displayed on the cross in like the lobby of the headquarters or whatever for like 7 days and is just like rotting over 7 days. Yeah. And somebody else had their spirit torn from their body, put into a glass box.
Oh,
the glass box was put underneath this person being crucified. So all of his blood and shit was dripping onto the box.
Yeah.
And then like they put this glass box encasing this like the immortal spirit of this person into like the deepest trench in the world.
Harsh.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
What a way to go.
Well, they don't go. They're stuck going crazy in a small glass box at the bottom of the ocean forever.
That's a rough one.
That is rough.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the characters in the Red Rising books later on, this is not a spoiler because it's pretty inconsequential to the overall plot, but he takes revenge on someone and he puts him in a pod in space, totally immobilized, totally like catatonic, except like aware and alive, but unable to do anything, and just shoots him into space.
That would be rough.
Yeah. And he wears a little ring on his finger that sends him his heartbeat. So he's like, I know he's still alive.
God damn.
Yeah.
I'm 10th in line for Red Rising.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't think I can send you. I listen to the audiobooks. The writing, like the physical writing style, was not for me. So I changed to audiobooks.
Oh, okay.
So if it deters you, the audiobooks is a good route for these ones. They're fat.
Heard, so bird.
Yeah. Okay.
Writing style's
cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like the physical, like they use a lot of capitalization, or he uses a lot of capitalization, and it just was really like jar, like it just was really taking me out of it. Mm. So when I switched to audiobooks, I was like, for the series, I was like, this is the way for me.
Yep. Man, I have not read any Brandon Sanderson.
I like Brandon Sanderson too.
Yeah, I think that's got to be.
I think Mistborn apparently is the best entry point.
Oh, really?
I actually haven't read Mistborn, but that's what I hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do also have to keep making progress on the Wheel of Time audiobooks.
Yeah, fair.
I really feel, I imagine that getting to the end of the Wheel of Time, it's going to have the themes that get explored in Wheel of Time are themes that are very interesting to me.
Fair,
or like,
yeah,
conclusions or answers that it comes to. I'm very interested in.
That's cool.
In what that is.
Yeah. Yeah, the other big Brandon Sanderson series is Way of Kings.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know, Mistborn, what the later books are like in terms of length, but the Brandon Sanderson ones, they're like, the audiobooks are like 60 hours or something. They're,
okay,
they're big boys.
Do they have people falling in love?
Yeah, though not usually as played main plot points.
But like, it doesn't have to have sex, but people are falling in love.
A little bit, but not as many people as you maybe want.
Main people?
Yeah.
Okay. That's...
Yeah.
As long as there's something, you know?
Yeah. Definitely not, like, the main storylines, yeah, but it's there.
Okay.
Especially in some of the later books.
Okay.
For Way of Kings, I don't know about Mistborn, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
We shall see when I get to it.
Yeah.
Okay, follow along at shameonme.pod. Find us on wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely.
If you don't want to listen, feel free to download and then just play the episode completely muted.
We would appreciate that as well.
We're really okay with that.
Yeah.
We were at 13 cents the last time I checked.
Wow.
And now let's see where we're at. Can I look?
Can you imagine
we
if
are
it had gone
at
down?
15 cents.
Wow.
Yo, have you listened to the podcast on a podcatcher with the ads inserted?
No, I haven't.
They just get put wherever. In the middle of a sentence, no big deal. Just, oh, no, it's a guy talking about, I think it's like how to make more money on using,
damn,
on podcasts.
On podcasts.
Yeah.
One day we'll get sponsors and we'll be able to put in the ads ourselves.
The amount of money that gets spent in advertising is kind of unfathomable to me.
It's crazy. I mean, the fact that influencers, that's entirely how they make their money.
Yeah.
Is brands paying them hundreds of thousands of dollars,
yeah,
to talk about things for like 20 minutes.
I think Greta Bar in Calgary recently had a reel or TikTok that I saw where they were like, we wanted an influencer to come make a video about our bar, but they wanted to charge, yeah, us $4,000 for it. So
yeah,
here's our bar.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But there was an episode on Dropout where they got LinkedIn to do a sponsorship for like $90,000. And it's one of those things where it's like, I hate advertisements, right?
Yeah.
I really would like to have less ads in my life. And yeah, I don't even think there are very good ads out there.
Right.
Sometimes when I see a commercial or something, I'm like, oh, I could do that. I could come up with bad ideas. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the amount of money that is in the ad industry, it's not just, oh, we're marketing for our product so that people will buy more of our product. It's like, no, like the ad industry
is an industry.
Is an industry. There's a lot of jobs within the ad industry. And it's not as simple as just like, oh, well, let's just get rid of ads because...
No.
That's the economy.
Economy. I do like podcast ads better than Instagram ads because, like, at least with podcasts, it's like we're reading an ad, like a commercial break. Whereas on Instagram, it definitely feels like you're watching, you start to watch a reel, and then 30 seconds in, you're like, oh, they're talking about this freaking protein powder too much with their get ready with me. So this is an ad for a protein powder.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like,
do you think you would ever feel comfortable reading an ad?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I think especially, like, I don't know, ethically, I don't know if I would have to love the product, but if I tried it and was like, this is total bullshit, then no. I don't think so.
What if, like...
But if I was like, this seems fine. This seems good.
What if,
even if it's not something I use.
What if Douglas sends you a mattress and they're like, hey, here's a mattress. Can you do an ad read for it? And you're like, I've got a Douglas mattress. I love it. I'm so happy to have it. It is comfortable. It keeps me cool at night. I don't wake up when my husband gets out of bed. So go get your mattress at douglasmattress.ca. I don't think I would feel good about asking other people to pay for something that I've received for free.
I just also feel like people are not going to go buy a mattress, so it's fine.
I like that
perspective. It is crazy
perspective.
That people do get a lot of... It is crazy how much free shit influencers get.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're the ones that need it the least. Like, the rest of us are poor.
Yeah.
Like, send us free shit.
Yeah. Yo, that would be... Like, a giveaway would be cool. Or, like...
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
An opportunity to get a rebate. Like, okay, everybody who buys a mattress will get entered into a draw to potentially, like, get their mattress refunded.
I like that. Yeah. I think the ones that I would have a problem with are any of the, like, supplements... Unless, you know, like, oh, I...
Well, because you want to be pitching your own supplement line.
Yeah, of course.
And you don't want to be cannibalizing your own sales.
It's for my voice health. I've got a supplement line.
If you want to be a successful podcaster like me, take, I don't know what, blah, blah, blah.
Hot lemon and water.
Should we take improv classes?
No, I think we got
that
it.
Do you think we'd do better if we did improv classes?
I think I would do so bad in improv class. I think it would break my soul.
Well, you'd get better at it, hopefully.
No.
Okay, give me a random situation.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're podcasting and you have no voice.
Okay, I like it.
Hey, guys.
How would you start that off? Because, like, maybe, okay, so, like, you have to pretend like you're in a room, then you're just like, hey guys, welcome to the podcast, you know,
and then you go off mic and you're like, I told you this was a bad idea, I shouldn't be recording today.
And then you have your producer being like, you need to speak a little bit louder, nobody can hear. And like, I'm speaking as loud as I can.
I fucking told you. I told you that I couldn't do this today.
What did you expect? I don't know what happens when I lose my voice.
This was part of the deal when I hired you. You knew this was a risk.
This is why I need a co-host.
Oh my God. Where did that money go? Tell me, where did that money go?
We have three producers. I don't think we need three producers. What do you guys even do all day? Produce another person to host the podcast. Wow, I think we just struck comedy gold.
Yeah, we got it. We figured it out.
Hell yeah. Okay. This was a long one.
Okay. This was a long one. Shockingly, it was a long one.
That is what she said. Till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.
Bye.